from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. The Northern Ontario Heritage Fund has delivered a $400,000 grant to Murray OK Tires at the west entrance to Schumacher. It pays for an expansion of the shop there, helping the business support the mining industry as well as its retail customers. Co-owner Yannick Murray says it's a stepping stone to help his family grow its business and serve the community.
Also with the industry of mining taking off and being up there right now, this will help us keep up with the demand of work for the community and the mines around Timmins.
Mining clients are served mostly by the Murray second location on Highway 655 at La Forest Road. Connecting link work for this construction season begins this week. It will concentrate on rebuilding Highway 101 between Lawrence and Crawford Streets. That will set up next year's work right up to the Porcupine River Bridge. The contractor promises only minor traffic delays through the construction zone as it concentrates on the north side of the road before switching to the south side later in the summer. Lower energy prices helped inflation slow down to 1.7% in April. Statistics Canada says the consumer price index is down from 2.3% in March. The agency says gasoline led the decline in consumer energy prices, falling by just over 18% year over year in April. The decrease is attributed mainly to the removal of the consumer carbon tax, along with lower crude oil prices. Despite saving at the pump, Canadians paid more for food. The agency says the price of fresh vegetables, beef, coffee, and tea all rose. In Timmins history this week, we wrap up our look at HMCS Timmins, the corvette fighter ship that protected supply ships on both coasts of North America during the Second World War. Local historian Karen Bachman says that Timmins ended its Royal Canadian Navy service on July 15, 1945, at Sorel, Quebec. She was then sold for commercial use.
In 48, she kind of went down off Ecuador. But before all of that happened, the commander of the ship handed over the bell from the HMCS Timmins to the city of Timmins as a thank you. That ship bell is still at the Timmins Museum, and it's used periodically by the local cadet corps.
We are grateful for the work Karen Bachman does to supply us with our weekly feature.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.